The information provided on this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. Listeners should contact their attorney to obtain advice with respect to any particular legal matter.
Welcome back to our talk with Herman Wangai, freedom fighter for West Papua. In the previous episode, we talked about how there was no proper referendum yet. In fact, the 1969 New York Agreement was improper because there was a disproportionate vote at gunpoint. We also talked about the displacement of the West Papuan people because of the economic interest in their territory, primarily the largest gold mine in the world and the oil and other natural resources in the territory. For that reason, we need the United Nations to act. West Papua needs to be part of the United Nations agenda. We also discussed the inspiration from efforts of Congressman Eni Faleomavaenga. In this episode, we discussed the peaceful protests to oppose the Special Autonomy Law of 2001 and also the call of action today to help Herman Wangai and free West Papua.
I think it's interesting that you mention Congressman Eni Faleomavaenga. So I was researching on this topic, and I came across an interview where they interviewed Congressman Eni Faleomavaenga. He was really adamant about what was going on in the Pacific region, especially in West Papua. And one of his responses was that he kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, there's what he's done thus far. He had a bill that was open in Congress, essentially to look at the historical scheme of how the Act of Free Choice came about. Right. And what was the U.S. involvement in the Act of Free Choice? And then he went on to say that, if you really want to do the right thing, you know, give the people of West Papua the right to have a plebiscite or, you know, a referendum, you know, as they should have been given under the auspices of United Nations, which was never given. And then he went on to say that, you know, you have to fault the United Nations too by pretending, you know, they pretended that this plebiscite was legitimate when in fact it was a farce. So, that's kind of how I came across his issue. And I think he was really adamant about that. We've gotten to the level where I think he really pushed the issue in Congress. And I remember one time when I went into his page and I saw that some of the leaders of West Papua, and I think Wangai was there too. I think there were two other leaders from West Papua that took photos with Eni, and Eni invited them to come over and speak on the issue of what's going on in West Papua. Right. And I think the problem right now is they're concerned about issues of it's human rights. When it's human rights that's involved, that opens a lot of doors for other countries to get involved. Right. I think we have to look at what has the United Nations done thus far and who was that leadership. And then I think who was the leader in the United Nations that just passed away? Kofi Annan. Has he done anything to sort of appease what is going on? Because I remember back in 2001, there's a thing called, it was passed a special autonomy law of 2001.
Yeah.
And there was another law, and it's called the special autonomy law, right? And it's mainly, essentially what that law was to mainly improve the welfare of the people of West Papua.
Yeah.
It was so-called a gift, right, to the people of West Papua. And of course, the people of West Papua looked at this and say, oh, this is another trick to suppress the idea of independence, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on. And I think the major parties, whoever is involved in this, is really keeping a close eye of what's going on in West Papua. And have they opened a lid on it? I don't think so. So they're just really sitting behind and sort of monitoring what's going on. It's a really big issue. And I think a lot of people are well aware of what's going on. It's even on social media. People know about what's going on in West Papua. And I think the Pacific people have acted in such a way to show respect for our brothers and sisters in West Papua. There's a lot of major parties involved. Mm-hmm. And I think like you mentioned, when you're talking about just, it's a $1 billion industry that's in West Papua. This is beyond, even for our little countries in the Pacific, but it's good that we're putting the word out there. We need to see, it's good that you're fighting this. And I think you should be still be fighting for this, because it's a land. Yeah. It's, in my understanding is, you know, as a Pacific Islander, any land that you have in language and culture, these are all God-given gifts. It should not be taken away from anyone. And I think it's a tough task to undertake. And I think it's a possible task if we all come together and that's sort of our take on this. That's why we wanted to have you guys over here, so we can kind of get an understanding, a real understanding of what's going on in West Papua, and sort of do our part it's funny that we're talking about this, because this is essentially this is part of the reason why we, and I think Ruby and I were talking about this, where, you know, we sort of looked around and say, you know what, we really need to have an organization. And when we were in law school, and, you know, talk about issues that are really hitting our people the hardest. Yeah. And that's part of the reason why we have this Pacifica Law Organization. And it's the first ever to have in any AB approved law school in the U.S. It's for primarily for issues like this. And this is one example of why a need to have such an organization, because we need to put the word out there. I think we lack in all resources as Pacific Islanders, and that's why we're doing our best to get the word out there.
Thank you, brother and sister. I mean, for your support, and I mean, having us to we have a conversation. I mean, this time that's really, yes, really, really good to educate our brothers and sisters here in the U.S., but also to get our Pacific Islanders brothers and sisters to get involved. So something is like we learn, never heard about it before. For instance, like you mentioned about the special autonomy law in 2001, that's Indonesian government, they are promised to giving for West Papua, but this is nothing implementing according to the law for West Papua. Mm-hmm. So we don't look at that special autonomy is operate in West Papua. We because something that West Papua we are look at under the regulation, the special regulation or special autonomy they mentioned in the context of Indonesia, is not their fit for West Papua itself. So there's something West Papuan people, we organized protests the time I was there in that protest. We organized a protest in 2001 to oppose the special autonomy, because we asked for self-determination to have our freedom, not special autonomy, because we knew under the special autonomy trick, they also under special autonomy package, but people is still suffering, got arrested, they are killed and tortured, intimidated, and spending time in jail for many years. So something is like we don't believe about special autonomy is solving the problem in West Papua. And when we organized the protest that time, you know, brother, I saw this military. He saw the one of my friends in front of my eyes when we protest the special autonomy. And then the military guy pointing gun to me, hey man, you just released from the prison. You shouldn't been here. I say to the military guy, please don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. You already shot my friends, but don't shoot me. I'm a non-violent, like you know. Yeah, we knew that you are non-violent protest, but you should be here. You want to die like we just shot your friend here. And then the guy put the gun away from me. So, and then I just it's like horrible. Like my ex-wife at the time, you're like, wow, this is something that's like I saw the movie in the Hollywood or something like that, but this is a real story. So that's like kind of special autonomy protest when we organized that time. And also in 2004 or 2005, something they organized a massive protest, and we are Papuan people, we created the special autonomy coffin. So we created the major coffin, that's a coffin, create like making bigger coffin, one big coffin. That's like coffin is a representative of the special autonomy. So this something is like we send to the government, this is like your coffin. That's like special autonomy. This is your coffin, because we don't believe about the special autonomy. But something is like, yeah, in the real life, we experience something like nothing has changed there in West Papua in the under special autonomy regulation or in the promise of the current government to open West Papua to the outside world, but there's nothing happened. There's just only diplomacy. Yeah? West Papua say there's a leaf diplomacy. Just only they use the West Papua as their language for the own benefit for the campaign for the election to be a president or to be the ministry member in the parliament. So nothing just so. I really appreciate that. Yeah, your brothers and sisters. Yeah, we are standing together to raise awareness in American itself in the territory to educate our brothers and sisters here so they can stand up together, like you mentioned. That's we hoping that U.S. government need to play their role as well to accommodate the West Papua.
Right.
Thank you, brother Herman. I wanted to ask: is there a website that listeners can learn more information or donate to help you or the cause? Do you happen to have a website that would help support you or West Papua? Yeah.
Yes. We just launched our new website. We call West Papuan Human Rights Center. That's a website that West Papua Human Rights Center can be reached at WPHumanRightsCenter.org, and then you can read all the information there. And I think our friends here in Washington D.C. they also create a GoFundMe. Yeah, GoFundMe is like, that's like under Human Rights, West Papua Human Rights Center website. So when you read all the information there, that's something is there, information there. So I'm hoping that your brother and sister, and we can say to other friends, because like you already know, that's a lot of things happening, especially towards our campaign for the United Nations this year in September. So a lot of things we need to organize together. And also I hope that I can travel to California and try to spread the message before the September, the United Nations General Assembly meeting. So we try to organize a few meetings is happening in different states in U.S.
Wow.
Before the September event. That's a link.
Perfect.
WPHumanRightsCenter.org.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Okay.
I want to say thank you, to both of you to having me. To have this kind of conversation. So we continue to raise more awareness about what's happening in West Papua, West, and get more American brothers and sisters, specifically brothers and sisters, to get involved and remind them to please write a letter or making a phone call to the U.S. representative, the congressional representative from their own state. And highlight the issue about human rights issue in West Papua. So it's something that I want to see that your support and your voice is really important, really greatly appreciated about it. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much, sir. It's been an honor to have you over here. It really is. And, you know, before you came on, we were really excited to find out what's really going on over there. I think you shed light on it. And I think that we're going to put it out there. We're going to create awareness by having our podcast published in our Facebook page. Just getting the word out there. And, you know, it really is an honor to have you over here. We want to thank you for your time to come in and get interviewed with us. And this is one of those moments where it's like, you know, it's a historical moment where we get the opportunity to interview one of the leaders that's
right.
Still fighting this fight that's ongoing. And just wanted to say that we're 100% behind you guys. And we're going to create awareness on this one.
Thank you for listening. Please join us for our next episode on Pacifica Issues Podcast.